On the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today, Monday, June 30th, 2025. The time is 4:04 p.m. We are here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250120. This is a tow appeal hearing request that was filed by appellant Thomas Hirschfelder. I see Thomas Hirschfelder on the screen. If you can, please take yourself off of mute. Identify yourself for the record. State and spell your first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Trial.
Hello.
Trial.
I'm confused. Thomas Hirschfelder.
Trial.
Awesome. I have no idea what is happening.
Trial.
Okay. Let's mute Thomas Hirschfelder because clearly they're having some
trial
problem. Perfect. Peabot, if you can, please identify yourself for the record, state and spell first and last name and the bureau you're with, as well as your pronouns, please.
My name is Avery Halfley, A-V-E-R-I-E, H-A-F-L-E-Y, and I'm with Peabot Parking Enforcement, and I go by she, her.
Great, thank you so much. Okay, I'm gonna try, let's try unmuting Thomas Hirschfelder again, and let's try again. Can you identify yourself for the record, Thomas Hirschfelder?
Trial.
Apparently not. There is a phone number, Thomas Hirschfelder. Let's mute them because that will make me nuts. And my patients are few today. Thomas Hirschfelder, there is a phone number that you can call in for the hearing. I don't know what is happening with your whatever device you're on, but I recommend you try calling the phone number or to call in for the hearing. And I'm going to keep going with the hearing because the hearing was set for 4:00. It's after 4:00 and nobody requested to reschedule the hearing and we're already here. So I'm gonna keep going. So I recommend you try calling in on that phone number. Check the documents that you received on your notice of hearing. It provides some phone numbers. So try calling in or hanging up and try calling back. I don't know, so many options. Anyway, I'm done giving any more airtime to that. So again, we're here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250120. This hearing is being audio recorded. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing, but there is a holiday coming up, so I would imagine at least by Monday of next week, the audio will be available. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if 2 requirements are met. 1, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and 2, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there is a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that will need to be addressed in Multnomah County Circuit Court. I encourage all appellants to appeal their parking citation, so make sure you follow the instructions on the, I don't know where it is, the ticket, the envelope, wherever it is that tells you how to appeal and appeal that parking citation. You have the best chance of receiving any kind of financial relief if you appeal the parking citation. Okay, I see another, I see now two Thomas Hirschfelder squares on Zoom. And although we're on Zoom, the video is not what's being recorded, just the audio. Do either one of these Thomas Hirschfelder squares have Thomas Hirschfelder that can identify themselves for the record? No? No? Nothing? No Thomas Hirschfelder. Okay. Superb. Superb. That is A-OK. I see a phone number now. Phone number, can you unmute yourself?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Somewhere. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. Can you identify yourself for the record, please? State and spell.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
And last name and your pronouns.
My first name is Thomas. My last name is Hirschfelder. H-O-M-A-S. Hirschfelder, H-I-R-S-C-H-F-E-L-D-E-R. And he, him is fine.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you were able to figure out whatever the issue was and participate in these proceedings. Did you hear anything I had said prior to this point?
I have not, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to give you the Cliff's Notes
portion.
My apologies. I'm gonna give you the Cliff's Notes because the this hearing is being audio recorded. If you wanted to hear anything that I said, you can listen to the audio of these proceedings. They'll be available on the city's website probably Monday of next week. But also, a lot of what I have said, it'll be pretty clear once we move forward. This hearing is being audio recorded. The only thing I've done is identified the cause number, which is 1250120, that you are the appellant, the city. Avery Halfley is here on behalf of PBOT, and my role, what I do, how my authority is limited, that's what you miss. That's the Cliff's Notes. I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. When I look at this case, when I scroll through this case, I see that there have been 14 documents that have been uploaded into this case. These are 14 documents that have been uploaded by both parties in support of each party's respective position. Obviously, the city says that the tow is valid. Appellant says the tow is invalid. There's also some documents that have been put in there by the hearings office clerk so we know where this case is in the process. These 14 documents are not part of the record at this time, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting exhibits 1 through 14 into the record. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 14 into the record, Mr. Hirschfelder?
No, I don't know enough to say no.
What was that?
I don't know enough to say no at the moment, so.
I'm not even sure what that means.
That's fine.
Did you say you haven't been able to go over the documents?
Not all of them, no, not yet. I'm actually quite shocked at how this situation has unfolded. And, you know, it seems to me that I have no legal recourse in the matter.
I don't know yet.
You know, I keep asking the department to show me or, you know, let me see who, or show me evidence of who is making all these reports on the vehicle. And
okay.
From what I understand, you know, from what I've overheard and some of my neighbors have overheard, it's a vindictive neighbor that uses the department continuously and has, you know, calls in all kinds of complaints about people's vehicles all the time. And she has singled us out for some reason. And so we go through this quite often.
Okay. All right. So you haven't seen all the documents. Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing at this time?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. So you have no objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 14 into the record. Is that correct?
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Ms. Halfley, do you have any objection to me admitting Exhibits 1 through 14?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. In that case, I'm going to admit Exhibits 1 through 14 into the record. Bless you. Sounds like somebody sneezed. Next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the parties sworn in, and then we'll get some testimony. If I can get you to both raise your right hand, Mr. Hirschfelder, just let me know when your hand is raised since I cannot see you.
I am ready.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do, Mr. Hirschfelder.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down, Ms. Halfley.
Thank you.
Great. You can put your hand down. Okay, Mr. Hirschfelder, you can tell me why you believe that this tow is invalid. And I'm happy, well, you're on the phone, so you won't be able to see anything if I put it up on the screen. It sounds like I kind of understand, like, where you're going, but I still want to hear your testimony, why you believe that this tow is invalid.
This car has a registration sticker on it that expires next month. You know, has anybody checked that to make sure? I don't know. That's what bothers me. In terms of the car not having air in its tires, I carry around a compressor in my vehicle, and I just finished pumping air into the tire and making sure all the tires were full. So I don't see, unless somebody has messed with it, Why the tire would be flat.
Okay. Is there anything else you want me to know about why you believe that this tow is invalid?
Well, the tags are good, so I don't understand why it would have been towed.
Okay. All right. Okay, if there is nothing else, I'll ask Ms. Halfley, and I imagine Ms. Halfley will be able to explain. Ms. Halfley, can you please tell me why you towed this vehicle?
Yes, ma'am, it was in violation of abandoned auto. There are several codes, city code and ordinance involved that go along with abandoned auto. We received a report initially on January 11, 2025. I responded to the case that was the complaint. Warned the vehicle on January 30th, and in the detailed notes, you should have a copy of the detail. It's called Detailed for Case. You can go along and see what I'm speaking about, that it was warned on the 30th, and if you look to the right, you can see my notes that it's in violation AA02, which means abandoned auto, failure to display. There was no temporary on the vehicle. There was no interest in our handheld, meaning that it was not stolen. And 110 is the code for over 90 days expired registration. And it says the owner came out to the vehicle and I gave him a warning for the citation and he will fix ASAP. That is the very short cliff note version of what happened. I spoke with him directly and explained the abandoned auto rules and that he needs to either get a temporary permit from DMV or fix the vehicle registration and get it off the public right of way. I was in very detailed about what needed to be done, and I felt for him in the situation because he said at the time he didn't have money to go to the DMV. So I said I would save you the ticket, use that money as if you were getting the ticket to go get your permit. At the time, he did admit to me that it was not running. I did not use that against him. As the abandoned auto, I only check marked with the pictures that were provided in the tow warning was for the registration. I checked marked the 72 hours abandoned auto and failure to display. I did not check mark that it was inoperable, even after his admissions to that. I negated that because
it's still. I have since got it running and it does run.
Well, that's great.
At the time, it did not. And moving on.
At the time, yeah. At the time.
Mr. Hirschfelder,
yes,
Can you not speak when others are speaking?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. As you continue along, there's getting more complaints about the vehicles. It was reopened on February 5th because it was pushed around the corner, according to a complainant, and it still had expired registration and leaking fluids. The inspector went back, Officer George went back a couple of times. It was gone. And when she did find it, it was still in violation. And she then scheduled it to tow on February 21st, because it was still in violation. So she scheduled the vehicle to be towed because there was no proof that the registration was fixed. It was reopened again because the tow was canceled per speed, because that it was gone on arrival. Meaning when the tow truck got there, it was gone, the vehicle had moved. It was reopened again on May 8th with more complaints, but it now has moved to Southeast Mall Street. So it moved a little bit of a way, like a few blocks away. And on May 8th, Officer George warned it again as a courtesy. She could have towed it at that time again because it was still in violation. But because a few months had passed, she gave a courtesy warning. It was a green warning that is affixed to the vehicle following code. And she also issued a citation at that time, which is that AJ number. That is a failure to display on that day. And as you can continue down on the next page, you will see that it's been moving and reopened, but it's still in violation. I found it on June 18th. It was still in violation on the public right-of-way. The tire appeared to be flat and it was almost resting on the rim. And it was still failure to display current registration, which is one of the, you know, ben and auto requirements. At that time, I issued a tow for the vehicle. And I would like to also point out, on the first picture provided, you can see a gentleman standing in the car. That was in January. That is the owner of the vehicle that I spoke to, standing next to the car.
In January.
I explained all the rules of abandoned auto at the time and what needed to happen. He negated those rules. And then I would also like to say, on this green warning, it very clearly states, if this vehicle is not completely removed from the public right-of-way, it will be towed by the order of the City of Portland. And it has a check mark of 24 or 72 hours. After this morning, it was checked with 72 as a courtesy. 72 hours after this morning, this vehicle will be towed in accordance with provisions of Section 16.30.225 of Portland City Code. Towing, storage, and disposal of this vehicle are at the owner's risk and expense. The City of Portland is not responsible for any loss or damage that may result.
I have my registration
Mr. Hirschfelder.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to mute you if you cannot stop talking while someone else is speaking. I will absolutely give you an opportunity to respond, ask questions, but not when somebody else is talking.
Okay.
Thank you. Please continue, Ms. Halfley.
It very specifically states and in bold on the green tow warning what will happen if he does not completely remove the vehicle from the public right of way or fix the violation. Had he fixed the violation and fixed his registration, we would have reinspected the vehicle and closed the case because it would no longer qualify as an abandoned auto. And then, I've already included all the codes, which can read. I'm not going to bore you with all the codes. There's very specific codes that we have to follow as abandoned auto officers before we can tow a vehicle. We not only did it once, but twice. And I verbally warned him as well. So that's three warnings to indicate that it will be towed.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Mr. Hirschfelder, you wanted to ask Ms. Halfley something?
Did she see the fact that the car had valid plates on it? the Missouri Steps Act because it does have plates on it. So they're actually on fire next month.
When did you get valid plates, Mr. Hirschfelder?
A few months ago.
Okay. At the time...
I misplaced the sticker for it, but I found the sticker finally and put it on there.
Ms. Hapley?
There's the end of the pictures. I showed and took pictures of the plate, which still identifies as August of 2023. There was no temporary, and the tag still showed.
There is a sticker on there. That's August of 25.
Okay, Mr. Hirschfelder.
Yes, ma'am.
At the time when they came out, that was not present. The evidence that I see.
That was present when they towed the vehicle.
Mr. Hirschfelder.
Yes, ma'am.
You're...
I have access to the vehicle. We can go check the plates on it now at the tow yard.
Well, it doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter now because the vehicle was towed, Mr. Hirschfelder, the vehicle did not have valid registration.
Yes, it did. I have not had access to the vehicle. It has plates on it that are valid. Nobody checked them.
So let me tell you what I'm looking at. The images that I am looking at, and these are from, I don't know. Oh, this must have been in January. At the very least, I know these are from January. I see that's when it looks like that may have been when you first came onto their radar. And at that time, what I see, I know you are not speaking when I'm speaking because I know you just wouldn't do that.
I would not.
Good. I see that the plates expire 8 of 2023. Now, when I scroll through, I'm still scrolling through some more images. I see, and it's sunny now, when these other images are taken. I still see the same license plate, 804LPR, and it expires 8 of 2023. I'm going to keep scrolling to see what other... I see, it looks like it may be at this very end. At the very end, I'm not sure if this must have been in maybe June. In June, I see a sticker. So 8 of 2025 at that time. But at that point, you had already been warned that about the vehicle, and yes, Ms. Halfley.
I'm sorry. I just want to say I included my citation, and I checked with the DMV, Oregon DMV, and it was still expired, 8 of 2023. And on my citation, you can see that it was the year 2023.
You checked with DMV. When did you check with DMV? Ms. Halfway?
At that time that I towed the car, It was still 2023.
And the vehicle was towed. Let me go back. Oh, it was towed in May.
Right? I towed it in June. So I towed it in June.
18.
When I had cited it, I checked this.
I see your report.
June 18th. It was still in violation. And you can see on my citation that it had 2023 tags.
On June 18th, 2025, it still had August 2023 tags.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Hirschfelder, even if you have valid plates now, you didn't have valid plates at the time the vehicle was towed.
There should have been. I don't understand what the issue is. Now, why am I being singled out here? The abandoned autos only shows up when people call them. Who's calling on my vehicles? Why is it? I deliver papers for a living. I drive around town, all over town. I see the same vehicles that are never towed, never stickered, never sighted, standing in front of people's houses, and in the public right of way. But yet, I am the one that gets towed. I don't understand. They, I was told that they only show up when people call them. Why are they continuously coming around here?
Well,
and who is calling on my vehicle? It is a vindictive neighbor that we have heard bragging to her friends about how she harasses us living in the apartment complex across the way from her by calling abandoned vehicles on everybody. And I have no recourse to make her stop. I don't understand why she does this. I've never spoken two words to this woman. And from what I'm told, Abandoned Autos does recognize that when it is the case that somebody is being vindictive in the neighborhood, that they recognize that and do not pursue it further.
Mr. Hirschfelder, I hear what you are saying, and yes, Abandoned Auto operates on a complaint-based system. So that means if somebody calls in a complaint, they respond. They are not out looking for abandoned vehicles. They are responding to a complaint from somebody in the community saying this vehicle hasn't moved or this vehicle is whatever they say when they call. That's how they come upon your vehicle.
Agreed.
Whether it's vindictive or not, the vehicle, whether it was vindictive of a neighbor to call in, the fact that still remains that the vehicle was not registered properly at the time. So whether your neighbor is calling because your neighbor has an axe to grind, I mean, that's unfortunate. But the vehicle also, there was a basis to tow the vehicle in that it did not have valid registration affixed while it was parked on the public right of way. Do you understand that?
Yes, but it should have had it this time when before it was towed.
You're right. It should have, and it did not. And that's why it was towed. So is your vehicle still in storage, Mr. Hirschfelder?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I do find that based on the evidence that I have seen, I understand that you're saying to me that it is now validly registered, which is great. At the time the vehicle was towed, it was not. So that means the tow was validly authorized. All the evidence that I see before me is that it was had expired registration as of August of 2023. You were provided notice by way of that green intent to tow sticker, and that intent to tow sticker tells you that if your vehicle is not completely removed from the public right of way, meaning you need to park it in a driveway, you need to park it in a garage, you cannot park it on the street because your vehicle's already been warned because it did not display current registration or temporary permit. So that means the tow was validly authorized. Okay? That means you remain responsible for towing and storage charges. There was information that it sounds like you've had communication in person with Ms. Halfley. Ms. Halfley provided on the sticker also provides officer.
There was no sticker on the vehicle this last time.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at stickers that are on the vehicle, and I see a sticker. It says Officer George and provides Officer George's phone number. And at that point, you'd already spoken with Officer Halfley about how to resolve the issue.
And I did that. And I thought I did.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, and this last time, I checked on the vehicle on the 17th. and the tires were fine. And I carried around a compressor in my vehicle to make sure that all the tires are good all the time. So I know that the tires were good the day before.
The issue is not the tires, Mr. Hirschfelder.
It's both. They both. You have to have good tires and good registration. You also have
there
to
was no notice
tire
given.
Expired registration. That's why it was towed.
There was no notice. There was no green sticker on the car this last time. There was no 72-hour notice or threatened to tow or as required.
But Mr.
by
Hirschfelder.
ORS.
Mr. Hirschfelder. Even if there was not a new sticker, you had been provided that sticker, which was noticed multiple times prior to it being towed. So even if you didn't have a third intent to tow sticker, you'd already had two prior to that, prior to the tow. So that means you had sufficient, Mr. Hirschfelder, I'm not taking any more testimony. I'm done. I've heard enough.
I agree with you, but I thought I fixed the problem.
Okay.
I thought I was in compliance.
But it apparently was not fixed. So I find that the tow was validly authorized. That means that you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges. I would encourage you to try to get your vehicle out of storage as quickly as possible. Those storage charges do rack up quickly. And it would be best if you can get the car out as sooner rather than later, rather than risk your car being auctioned, because that would be awful. What happens next is I will write an order that analyzes the facts with the law. That order will be sent to you. It will come to you via email the same way you receive notice of this hearing. It will also explain to you how to appeal if you disagree with my ruling. And if there is no further questions, I'm going to conclude this hearing and go off the record. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here. Thank you, Mr. Hirschfelder, for working through the issues, technological issues, and being present for the hearing. But I'm going to conclude this hearing and go off the record. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.